It is such a blessing to be able to come to the Lord in prayer. Does anyone have any prayer requests?
I pray for my friend that he can get over his decision, dependent on methamphetamine. Yes, please pray for him. He's a good young man. He believes in God, but he's lost. His soul, his spirit's broken. And he needs our prayers and the help of our Lord Jesus.
Prayers for my family. They're traveling. My brother David Fox and his family are down in Cocoa Beach. My niece is in from London. She's in the Air Force, so they're all vacationing down there, and they live in West Virginia. So safe travel home.
Amen. I'm going to introduce you.
I just want to remember all the people in West Virginia that have gotten flooded.
Oh, bless them.
It's a mess up there. And remember my family. There was a year ago tomorrow, my sister passed.
One thing we can always be confident in is that God's presence is with us. And He is hearing our prayer requests, and He will answer them. I have a new name for you. His name is Willie, and he's in the Army, and he's stationed in Jordan. You may have heard that an Army base in Jordan was attacked. That was Willie's base. He is the son of a good friend of mine, and she's asked for prayer. She's not a member of the congregation, but I assured her that we would pray for that. That's very dangerous.
My niece that is on leave right now, she was stationed in Jordan for 6 months, but she's in London now, but she's on leave, but she's over there for whenever it popped in.
It's very dangerous over there.
They weren't allowed to leave the base. None of the women were allowed to leave the base.
I understand that. I really do. They are very brave men and women, and they are here for us and for the rest of the world. Has anyone else any prayer requests?
I also would like to put this prayer in my friend Amy. Ask her to pray for us. She'll be here at the baby next week.
Okay. We'll look forward to seeing her.
She's in her job when she enters the job.
We'll pray. Pray that she's with us next week.
Yes.
And more people come.
She needs
always pray for that. Did anyone have any God sightings this week? That something special happened, and you know it was God.
Oh, yes. I just wanted to invite you home.
Oh, good.
That is a blessing. I never expected to be such a lovely, magnificent home. God bless me in my old age. It's 75. I just turned 75. And I feel healthy and happier, and I believe that this place that I live in now is more godly than I was with before. My neighbors were not so godly.
We'll pray for them too.
And they were distracting like nobody's business to my true purpose. I find myself cursing, and I said, don't curse in my home, and they wouldn't. I'd say, oh, you people. But I have to be more patient and love.
We'll pray for patience too.
Yes. Thank you.
Anyone else? All right. Then let's take a brief moment to be still in order to better focus on God's presence with us.